It is summer. You're loving the warm weather. But transport yourself, if you would, 4 months back to the cold of the Northeast winter. The scene, the Paramount Theater in Middletown, New York, about an hour north of the city. That's an old Wurlitzer organ. There aren't many of them still working, but this functioning Wurlitzer was tracked down for the benefit of an Italian musician who just had to have its all-American baseball park carny sound.
It was built for accompanying silent movies, so sound like an orchestra, but it's an unreal orchestra.
That's Vinicio Capossela. He wasn't playing the Wurlitzer. Cameron Carpenter, one of the masters of the Wurlitzer, was the one pulling out all the stops. Vinicio Capossela is a musician and songwriter who happens to have a fetish for odd instruments. On this day, he was focused on this Wurlitzer at the Paramount Theater.
It's perfect for fantasy. So I thank the Organ National Society that have care of the Wurlitzer like the animal in way of extinction, no?
If Capossela is fascinated by things on the verge of extinction, it may be because he is always reinventing his music to remain vital.
Se il padre eterno l'aveva abbandonato, ora i paesani se l'hanno accompagnato. Che grande festa poterselo abbracciare, che grande festa portarselo a mangiare.
Vinicio Capossela has been described as a cross between his dusky voice countryman, Paolo Conte, and the crusty voice, Tom Waits. It's wiser, though, to compare Vinicio Capossela to a filmmaker and a novelist, Federico Fellini and Jack Kerouac.
Oh, thank you. It's a great compliment.
Fellini's unique Italian mythology and Kerouac's quirky American world constantly appear throughout Capossela's music. Take his song, Medusa Cha-Cha-Cha.
Chiudi gli occhi, vieni qua, proprio qua, proprio qua. Fammi un po' di cia cia cia. E balla il cia cia della medusa. Chi l'ha provata più non riposa. Ballalo subito, non è una scusa. Se non lo ballo sarò scontrosa. Abracadabra, mi tesoro. E vieni qua, proprio qua, proprio qua. Fammi un po' di cia cia cia.
Despite Vinicio Capossela's adoration of the vastness and individualism of the U.S., he keeps bumping into a quintessentially American loneliness. And recently, Capossela's been feeling it more when he comes here. He sees it a lot on American roads, he says, unwittingly quoting the title of one of Fellini's great films.
La strada, it's something that permits the people to meet each other, no? But I have the feeling that now, in the United States, La Strada is a big road to make more isolation between the people. I have this feeling, no? All these people alone, moving only by car, don't go by foot, don't meet each other. There are many contradictions in the American way of life.
Last March, I met Vinicio Capossela in Austin, Texas. He was totally jazzed because he had just been to a rodeo for the first time. He likened the rodeo to a modern American version of the myth of the Minotaur. And in his ongoing obsession about the Wurlitzer organ, Capossela was hoping to go to a Wurlitzer monument of sorts.
A friend of mine found this organ pizza stop in Mesa, Arizona.
Sometimes it takes an eccentric Italian musician to remind us of our own mythology, a roadside pizzeria in the desert with a house organist. Capossela ended up at the Organ Stop Pizza to shoot a music video. Tomorrow night in New York, Vinicio Capossela plays the last of his American gigs for some months at the Highline Ballroom. Rumor has it that in his quest to experience Americana through an Italian prism, Capossela will also be doing a photo shoot amongst the vintage rides at Coney Island.
Adesso e per quando tornerà l'incanto.
Vinicio Capossela brings us to the end of this edition of the program. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow with another spin of the world.
E se mi trovi stanco, se mi trovi spento, se il meglio è già venuto e non ho saputo tenerlo dentro me. I vecchi già lo sanno.